Corinthians chapter 4, I began this a couple of weeks ago, making progress in Christian loving is what we see in 1 Thessalonians 4, 9 through 12. We have love of brothers in verses 9 and 10. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. So the challenge is for us to increase in our brotherly love. But progress is not just in the love of our brothers, but secondly, in love of honor. And that was a hard thing to try to explain in verses 11 and 12 because you don't see it in the English there. But it's what is written here. And it's regarding love of honor in your work to start with. Look at it in verse 11, and that ye study to be quiet. That word that has to do with study has to do with honor. And so we saw in verse 11, study to be quiet, to do your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. The phrase be quiet is where we see the honor of your own tranquility. Do your own business, the honor of your own task. Work with your own hands, the honor of your own toil. All have to do with our work. And so I closed by asking the question, are you making progress in loving the honor of work and how that applies to loving the brothers? How is your work ethic? That has to do with how you love your brothers. How would you say? If you're not working, somebody has to work. Are you filling in where work is needed? Or are you leaving the work to others? There is honor, there's value in work. That goes against today's idea. Work? Government's paying me to do nothing. There's no honor in that. So it's the love regarding your work. Today we're going to look at verse 12, and it's honor regarding your walk. Here's what Paul says in verse 12, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. So you're going to see the connection between the work in verse 11 and the walk in verse 12. We need to be honorable in our walk. Now, this whole section, 1 Thessalonians 4, from 1 to 12, is a chapter that begins with how we ought to walk. See it in verse 1. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to, there it is, walk, and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. So there's that phrase again, abounding more and more, increasing in your walk and how you walk. So it begins with how we ought to walk, and in verse 12, it closes with another exhortation concerning your walk as a believer. Now, the word walk literally means walk around. So it's your walk around. It has to do with your conduct, your behavior. I've often kind of joked with you about how you can tell who's related to whom, with, you know, boys especially mimicking their fathers. And I remember seeing this is when we were at Bob Jones, and, you know, there's hundreds of people there, and I remember watching a staff member walk in with his two boys, and they walked just like their dad, which means my boys walk probably just like I do, and I walk just like my dad. We mimic each other. You learned that. Well, who should we mimic in our walk? Our Father, our Heavenly Father. And so this is how we are to walk around. But now there's an adverb in this verse. You'll see it because an adverb is something that modifies a verb, but it usually has the ly on it. So I'm giving you all kinds of hints. You ready? Okay. So where's the adverb in verse 12? Somebody? That's how we're supposed to walk. That we may walk around honestly. And it has to do with your outward appearance and how you come across to people. In fact, it could be translated in a becoming way, in a proper way. That's the word honestly. It doesn't have to do with, you know, lying and being telling the truth. It has to do with being becoming attractive. It's the outward appearance that we give to people. So when you look at the honorable work ethic in verse 11, an honorable work ethic presents an honorable walk to those on the outside. Can you see somewhat of a connection there? That if I've got an honorable work ethic, how's that going to appear to everybody else on the outside? Because it says to them that are without. And so there becomes a becoming type of walk to the unsaved, to the unbeliever. Here's what we need to understand. Your behavior, your walk, has an effect on non-Christians. How are the non-Christians listed in verse 12? Them that are without. Those on the outside. It's not just saying those on the outside of this church building, because there's people who come within the church building who are people who are of the without. They're outside the gospel. But those of us who are within the family of God are supposed to walk honestly, becomingly to those who are without the family of God. They need to see something in us that's different. So your attitude toward work speaks volumes, get this, about your walk. This ability comes from doing what is said in verse 11. Now there in verse 12, those without are the ones who are outside the family of God. And we've already been told about those loving, about loving those inside the family. They're called brethren. Now he's talking about how we come across to those on the outside. Paul is concerned about a Christian's walk and how it is perceived by them that are without. Are you concerned about that? Are you concerned about how people on the outside without perceive those of us on the inside? You should be. You say, I'm supposed to be interested in impressing people? Should I put on an air to try to impress people? No, just walk honestly. Just be becoming in your Christian walk. Just walk as a Christian ought to walk. It's not like you have to try to, you know, put on some kind of a fake appearance. There's enough of that going around. If you would just live as a Christian ought to live, that takes care of itself. So your love of honor is not just for those inside the family, loving the brethren. It is also for those on the outside. Now, your fellow church members, everybody look to the person next to you and behind you and in front of you. They see your inside testimony. Is your testimony the same on the outside? There are unbelievers, those who are without, who know you better than those in your own church. I have had people tell me in years past, this has been some time ago, they said, if you only knew the way some of the church members act. I never found out because I never asked. And if they had started to tell me, I would say, you go tell them. Don't tell me. But I've had people say, you wouldn't believe how some of the Westside Baptist Church members are, what their testimony is on the outside. Folks, as Paul says in another passage, these things ought not so to be. A.T. Robertson said about this verse, people outside the churches have a right to watch the conduct of professing Christians in business, domestic life, social life, politics. They have a right to expect something to be different in your life. Why are we sometimes unsuccessful in reaching those without? Because we're violating verse 11. We're violating a good work ethic. And that's the very first thing about our walk is, do you have a good work ethic? Paul, in verse 11, gives a command to prevent damage to brotherly love. Have a good work ethic. For example, somebody on the outside sees a believer, you, helping one of your brothers or sisters in Christ who is truly in need. You're truly helping somebody. But they also see when that one who claims to be in need is a freeloader. You know what a freeloader is? A leech? They know. Those on the outside know. They see it. A believer who is truly in need is sometimes really hesitant to accept help. But you need to understand something. There's no dishonor in accepting help when you truly need it. Now, if you're in circumstances due to your own foolishness, it's easy to see why you would not want to accept help. But someone who knows a believer's poor situation, perhaps deserved, and sees him take advantage of the love of other believers, that's dishonorable. You're enabling, when you help somebody who really doesn't need it, you're enabling their laziness. Notice what Paul closes this verse with, that ye may have lack of nothing. You see, if you study to be quiet, do your own business, work with your own hands, where did we see that? Verse 11. You are more likely to be able to support yourself and not be dependent upon charity, and thus have need of nothing that others would have to supply. Something else about this, that ye may have lack of nothing. That word nothing can either be in the neuter gender or in the masculine gender. If it were in the masculine gender, it would read this way, and that ye may have lack or need of no one. That you would have need of no one. Hebert in his commentary says this, for members of the church to be parasites and continue to live off other members of the brotherhood is morally degrading. Those who deliberately impose upon the generosity of others are not living in love. Now, do you see how this all connects? Brotherly love should be increasing. If brotherly love is truly increasing, you have a good work ethic and you have a good walk ethic. But how can you expect to exhibit love to your brothers and sisters in Christ when you aren't even here, or when people who should be here aren't even here, where we gather? Are you making progress in loving? Loving honor that a Christian should have. It is no dishonor to be on the receiving end of brotherly love when you need it, if you are also on the giving end of brotherly love when somebody else needs it. We have a deacon fund here, benevolence fund, to help, number one, our brothers and sisters in Christ within this congregation. And we've helped people. I've noticed people who get that help sometimes double down on helping others. And that has been such a joy to see. They're out there helping somebody because they've been on the receiving end and they know what it's like when you're in need. And man, I'm going to see if I can help this person. You know, it snowed outside. I'm going to do some shoveling. I'm going to do something. I'm going to help somebody else. But not working and taking advantage of other people's money and time is stealing. And Paul said this in Ephesians 4:28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Right here, what we're seeing in 1 Thessalonians 4. The love of the brothers and the love of honor. The honor of work, the honor of your walk. Lord, may we truly love our brothers and sisters in Christ. May it be demonstrated